always gotta keep my praise unique. Cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabaka, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabaka, we yada da, we yada da.
What's up? This is Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ and abundant life. And you know, we were made to praise, man. And that's what we are here to do. We praise God with every part of us, man. Everything that's in us, man. We wanted to praise the Lord and Savior, man. I got a cat, man, that's repping the kingdom today, man. The homie is from Cali, man. Another cat, man. And I like it. And let me say this, for all the cats that think we are from Cali, no, we're from Seattle, man. Every time somebody hit me up, they be like, Yada the King. Oh, they gotta be from Seattle, from Cali. But no, we from Seattle. But I'm linking up with a brother down in Cali by the name of Young Fire, man. And I'm just gonna say this. I heard his first joint that he sent to me, Grand Finale, and that still is one of my top joints right there, man. Grand Finale. We're gonna talk to him about his latest project that he just came out called Fireworks. Also, we're gonna talk on the topic of the day. All about modern day gods, man. And I would say this, we would think that a lot of people don't still bow down to idols and stuff like that, but they just put the Egyptian god Anubis, which is the Egyptian death god, in Seattle downtown, man. You know what I'm saying? My dad was preaching about it yesterday and I was like, wow, the world don't know what they're doing. And Seattle's having all kind of, you know what I'm saying, murders going on right now. You know, just rampant killings, man. And it could be because of that God that we let in our area, man. So we're going to talk modern day gods. Let's get into this joint real quick. Father by C. Micah featuring Jay Carter on Yada the King Radio. Y'all know what it is.
Depend on, you still love me when I was dead wrong. You are everything to me, satisfy my every need. Even when I don't deserve it, you still tell me that I'm worth it.
Father, Father, Abba, Father, I give you my heart in every potter. I'm the clay and you're the potter. Fix me, mold me, shape me, solder. Purge me in any way, I won't bother. I let you control me, my life's an altar. Though I fall, won't fail or falter. Cause in your grace you got me out. In a whole nother realm, awesome wonder, great I am. You're all that I am, but I am worthless without your hand and your anointing and your spirit fresh. Of you more, of me less. I confess I'm a mess, but in you I
when
am
I'm
less
weak and don't feel strong. It is you that I can lean on. You're my God, whom I depend on. You still love me when I was dead wrong. You are everything to me, satisfy my every need. Even when I don't deserve it, you still tell me that I'm worth it. Father, 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 you are my
Father, Father, Father.
It's impossible, Father, in you. Your will, your way, word I submit to. Cleanse my spirit, but cuts like Gensu. Hail my tears when my face needed tissue. Peace through the storm, Lord, by you I get through. You I commit to, you I repent to. Who I put before my wife, it's you. And there's not another God Almighty, there's no other. You stick closer than a brother. You cleanse my sins, for that I love ya. But you love me when I was dead. I'm alive now because your son shed. But you love me when I was dead. I'm alive now because your son shed.
And don't feel strong. It is you that I can lean on. depend on. You still love me when I was dead wrong. You are everything to you me.
Working when I'm gone, I get it, and when I'm gone, I get it, and when I'm gone. Seattle,
Tacoma, Lindley,
Wiggins, we want you to come help us stomp our hunger. Saturday, November 17th, 7 p.m. at the Harambe in Renton. This is a concert being used to raise resources for the homeless in our community, with performances by some of the biggest and most talented in the game, to include national recording artists and about-face CEO, SoCon. Also featuring Jazz Digger, with a special guest performance by Miss Michelle Lang. Also featuring Original, Zach Trandum, and of course yours truly, RTL. Tickets available right now at showclicks.com as well as soulbrothermusic.com. $8 in advance, $10 at the door. The Takeover Concert Series, sponsored by Had Not Janitorial, J-Bears Real Estate, SLS and Yacht of the King Radios, New Focus Photography, and Perfect Dimension Clothing. November 17th, the Harambe, 316 South 3rd Street in Renton. For more info, go to soulbrothermusic.com.
Records presents Daughter of Zion with her brand new single Living by My Faith, featuring Mystery Noon. Along with Prodigal Child, featuring David Reedy.
We invite you to join in fellowship with us at New Creation Christian Center, a place where we are being made new by God's Word daily. Visit www.newcreationwa.org with Pastors Harold and Annis Franklin. Are you out of the area? Subscribe to our podcast in iTunes. Simply search New Creation Christian Center. Visit www.newcreationwa.org. New Creation Christian Center, the path to genuine life, where you can come as you are, but you just can't stay that way. You know what it is, man. Canon, we work. That's really what it's all about. We have to put in this work, man. I mean, and for people that say, oh, man, he didn't really do a lot of... That song is biblical, man. The Bible says, if you don't work, you don't eat. So there you go. That's all I'm going to say. Anyway, Young Fire, we chopping it up. Testimony, can you share with me how you came to know Jesus as your Lord and Savior, man?
Man, I was pretty much raised in church all my life, but I kind of strayed off. But I had a grandfather who was a pastor, man, and I went through a lot as a child, man. I experienced homelessness before I was even 12 years old. My mom left me at a crack house. Me and my brother said she would be back in a couple of days, never showed up, ended up getting shipped to foster care, you know what I mean, living with strangers. It was a whole lot, man, and I was just kind of looking for love, and I got tired of looking for love and women and weed and, you know what I mean, all the other stuff, and I just started to take serious the words that I've been hearing my grandfather say my entire life, and I come find that love in Jesus.
Wow. So growing up with that, what are some things that you would say, even amongst that, and I know you, man, you gave me the reader's version, you know what I'm saying? You gave me the Cliff Note version. You know, I know you can go in a little deeper on me, but just talk to me about some of the stuff that not only that you experienced, but even in those experiences, how you still saw God's hand on you, man. Because there's a lot of people that may be in the foster care right now that are listening, and they might not see that until you share that with them.
Yeah, man, like I said, I was raised in church, so it was pretty much beating my head from a young age that that prayer is the answer, that staying faithful is the way. So when I went through all of this stuff, when I was in foster care, living with strangers and contemplating suicide, I would always, in the back of my mind, hear my grandfather's voice, you know what I mean? Rest in peace, he passed away last year, you know what I mean? But he was my pastor, so I was dragged to church, so I always heard his voice, man. And I would, me and my brother would get together in the foster home, and we would get on our knees, man, and I would lead us through prayer at about 12 years old, and we just hoped. We kind of didn't know if God was real or whether he would come through for us, but we heard it all our life, and we was just praying, pray every day God come through for us. And then we received a call from my uncle, and my uncle was like, that he heard we was in foster care and that he was working to get us out so we could come live with him.
Wow, so you guys were basically just praying like, man, we don't have nothing else to lean on, man, we gonna just try this prayer thing.
Exactly. Because we grew up without fathers, so that wasn't even an option. We didn't know whether our mom was alive or dead. Like I said before, she said she was going to come back in a couple days, but she never showed back up. And then somebody saw us dusty, and they turned us into CPS. And then, you know, that whole thing started from there.
Yeah.
And we just, thank God, I mean, there's nothing else we could turn to, man. We pray that you come through for us. And he sent his people, man, to come through for us. My uncle's actually a minister also.
Okay, man. Now, talk to me about some of the stuff that God is still doing in your life, man. How he's training you up into that young OG as a believer. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Well, one of the biggest things that God is working with me on is becoming a better husband, man. I got married last year. So, and I'm a youngster. Like I said, I didn't have that example as a father to teach me how to treat a woman or how to be a man and that kind of stuff. So God has really been working on me through the word and through my pastor and through all of those examples that I do have other than a father, of just becoming a better man and handling my responsibilities and learning how to treat my wife and all of that type of stuff. That's kind of been the biggest thing right now, man.
All right, man. So growing as a husband, as a father, how many kids you got, man?
I ain't got no kids, man. I'm just 25 years old.
Okay. I mean, he keep telling me he young, you know what I'm saying? 25, he getting up there, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, I ain't that much older than you, man. So, hey, that's what's up, bro. But just, man, share something that when you came to God, what are some things that he actually had to change in you? You know what I'm saying? When you made that decision to say, hey, man, I'm going to give my life to the Lord, what are some things that he had to take away from you, or you, some things that you even had to release to the Lord?
Well, one of the biggest things, I mean, cussing was like kind of one of my big things out of foul mouth. And cussing was made sense. Like a sentence wasn't a sentence unless you added a cuss word at the end or whatnot.
Yeah.
And that was one of the big things that God had to work on me with is changing my language. And another thing was the women, man. It was a tough thing. It was tough saying, okay, God, I'm saved now, so I'm not gonna have sex anymore. I'm not gonna fornicate anymore. And that was a tough thing. I struggled with that and made many mistakes and, you know, almost had kids and whatnot on the way, man. And that was a real, real, real crazy situation. And I mean, every time you do it, you feel bad, but it's like, it was a habit. And I'm like, God, work on this. And I just made a commitment to God that I wasn't going to have sex no more, man, and that I wanted him to bless me with my wife. And once I committed myself to him, instead of looking for love in these females, that's when I found my wife, man.
That's what it is, man. And I love hearing that. Especially that testimony, man, because there's so many guys out there that are like, man, I want to have a wife, I want this, I want that. But if we're not willing to, you know what I'm saying, take that time out and wait, it's going to be a problem, man. So that's what's up. Love it. We chopping it up. Young Fire with me right now, all the way from Richmond, California. And we're going to go to your first song right here, man, the grand finale. And you started it off right. Like I heard the first, I'm just going to say this. I get a lot of songs. Hollafest get a lot of songs. My dude in there, SLS Radio, they get a lot of songs. Like, but when you hear the song and it just starts out, and you like, okay, this is what's up. So talk to me about this right here, man.
About Grand Finale.
Yes, sir.
Man, one of my favorite songs off the album Fireworks, which is available right now on iTunes and Amazon.com. Man, actually somebody hit me, man, when they heard I was working on an album called Fireworks, and they was like, man, I know you got a song called Grand Finale. In my head, I'm like, man, I'm tripping. I don't even have a Grand Finale song. So
yeah.
I hit up my people over there at Zoe for Life, man, and they blessed me with a beat, perfect beat, and Grand Finale is what it is, man. We light up the city, man, with this light that Christ has placed inside of us, man. So no matter if we at work, if we at the gym, no matter where we at, that light is vibrant, you know what I mean?
All right, so let's get into it here at Yada the King.
Yo,
bars for the Lord, so they think I'm crazy. Work so hard, never think I'm lazy. No weapon form should prosper, it's like they clippers don't work, so they cannot fade me. They think I'm crazy and insane, asylum when I tell them that everything can't provide it. I spit life instead of violence, now I'm flying overseas to the Cayman Islands. You don't know where that is, that's near Jamaica. Your life is really what you make it. Like eating sawfish, eating real often, it's real Jamaican. Not you faking, probably don't know what I'm talking about. Faith is really what I'm talking about. Can't just speak it, gotta believe it, and then you walk it out. They singing, I'm loco. Yeah, yeah, I talk Acapulco. Got my guy go before me. When you thinking I'm solo, man, I shine. Yeah, we came to hype it up, man, I shine.
Light it up.
Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up. Light it up, light it up, light it up, light it up.
We gon' light up the city,
light up the city.
We gon' light up the city,
light up the city.
Like it's the grand finale, yeah. Like it's the grand finale, yeah.
Like it's the grand finale, yeah.
Like it's the grand finale, yeah.
We gon' light up the city,
light up the city.
We gon' light up the city,
light up the city.
Yo, when they show us hate, we gon' show them love. Not ordinary, extraordinary from up above. I'm here on a mission every time you see me posted. You say you heard of Christ? Well, it's time to up the dosage. Filled up with the love of Christ. They like, is he fake? Because we also like we a bunch of Drizzy Drakes. We got the light of Christ. Peep the power we possess it. It's time to take the city back. Repossession. Yeah, we hyped it in church. Time to expand the rally. And like the whole city up like it's the grand finale. We receive mercy, he's preach worthy. So we came to spread it like top rhyming and beat church.
Shining in the dark, got him staring again. I think I'm Tim Tebow, I think I'm Jeremy Lin.
Hey, call me anything, but don't call me a dud. Cause we got these fireworks and we came to light it up.
Light it up, 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 light it up. Light it up, light it up.
We gon' light up the city.
Light up the city.
We gon' light up the city.
Light up the city.
Like it's the grand finale, yeah.
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 We gon' light up the city.
Light up the city.
We gon' light up the city.
Light up the city.
They say I'm crazy for rapping. Say I'm crazy for stepping. Say I'm crazy for saying that this Bible's my weapon. Say I'm crazy for spitting about this word that's been written. They say I'm crazy for standing. I say they crazy for sitting. Fly through the sky with no ends. Watch the throne cause I'm an heir. You ain't even gotta care, but it's much more than it appears. You talking gold, you talking teeth. I'm talking gold, I'm talking streets. I'm talking fake, you talking G's. You ain't talking like, do you talk cheap? You talking about Lambos and you talking about mansions. Man, I'm talking about these things that the mind can't imagine. You still talking about Earth? Man, I'm talking expansion. Got some boys in my band, and I ain't talking to Hansons. You don't really know what your info when you lower the bar like limbo. I spit it so true, so simple. Till we pop out the top like a pimpo. Sell out for the cash, not that tight. Jesus walks, got that right. Watch the throne, but it must have been a heist. Cause when I look, I see Christ.
Light it up, 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 light it up. Light it up, light it up, light it up.
We gon' light up the city,
light up the city.
We gon' light up the city,
light up the city.
Like it's the grand finale, yeah.
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 We gon' light up the city,
light up the city.
We gon' light up the city,
light up the city.
Coming through the door, yeah. And it's guaranteed I'm hitting my goal.
in. I believe I'm strategic with where my art fits. I'm pulling triggers with lyrics that go blah. Yeah, somebody's going down. Yeah, practice. Yeah, I grind, spend little time on the mattress. Be on it, yeah, I be on it every night. Yeah, ain't cool with sitting on the side. I get it in, hit the masses with the missile.
The father's permission.
And all the haters get too famous
if they doubt from the mission.
I got a target audience coming through the dial. And it's guaranteed I'm hitting my goal.
Music was a tool that I had to bring, and we may use it as a weapon, but wait.
Chris, he's a shooter, sniper. My trigger finger's hyper. The track is my target. I'll sniper any sniper. They on my checklist. I have to do it like 'em. If Kobe's on the court, then I'm my old school mic 'em. If the song is like Beyonce, get the ring and wipe 'em. If the track is like Tina, then I got to Ike 'em. Short sentence rappers, me and Chris, I life 'em. School 'em on precision. We hip hop Tyson. Now we hyphen, D hyphen, snipers with that K-I-double-L on every license. Music is my mistress and murder she wrote. Sipping down with me and Chris on the track, so it's only murder she know. Been on this grizzle before, they knew our name at these shows. Been on these records trying to oversell like we own a boat. I'm not no industry bro, but I'm on this life while we stand. And yes, Chris a sniper on the track, but what's a sniper to a cannon?
I'm a right there is Cannon featured on that joint. That's Chris Cobbins. The joint is called Shooter. And man, we shooting people up with the gospel, man. No guns. You know what I'm saying? That is all metaphoric. You know what I'm saying? Just in case, you know, somebody might say, I heard that song on Yada the King Radio about shooting people up with the gospel. And we wanted to go, you know what I'm saying, crazy on it. Don't do it. Don't do it, man. We got Young Fire getting it in with us, man. Hey, just talk to me about you getting involved in Christian hip hop, man. Were you spitting before you came to the Lord? Talk to me about all of that, man.
Well, what's funny is, man, I was just talking it with my cousin about the same thing. And I remember my uncle had bought us some turntables, and all the cousins came over, and everybody was spitting except me. I wasn't a rapper. I had no really dreams of being a rapper. And everybody spitting, they was like, come on, man, spit with us, man. I'm like, nah, I'm cool. I don't rap and all of that. And slowly but surely, God started to develop a gift in me, man. My uncle, when I went through all of that, I was a real shy kid. Like, I didn't trust anybody, and I would keep my thoughts and all of that to myself. My uncle encouraged me to start writing all of my thoughts and feelings inside of a journal. And so it kind of just started as a little diary almost, and it turned into lyrics, and that's how it developed into a craft. Hmm.
Okay, that's what's up, man. So did you start, when you started, it sounded like you were basically just writing. So what kind of stuff were you writing at that time?
I was just writing about my life, man, how I felt about not having a father, how I felt about, you know, going through the stuff that I was going through.
Yeah. So this was like a diary, man, that helped. I mean, you know, because it's awesome, man, to hear how different people started out writing, you know. There's a sister that goes to my bishop's church, and you know, God asked me to have her write devotions. But before that, she had told me that she writes, you know, journals to the Lord. As she prays, she just writes whatever God told her to write. And I was like, man, well, just use that. You know what I'm saying? And you know, that actually helps her start writing short devotional stories. So for you, it was like an outlet, correct?
Exactly, it was an outlet.
All right, man. So how did you turn this around and say, hey, man, I want to start using this gift for the Lord? You can still talk about some of the, issues that you grew up with, but now you have a solution to those issues. What fueled you to say, this is me, man, this is what I want to do? Young Fire is going to come out spitting for the Lord.
Man, I just remember really writing a lot. And my cousin was involved with a group out here in the Bay Area, Christian Rap Group. And I kind of hooked up with them and just linked up with them. And I was kind of the person who sold their CDs and hype man for them, all of that. And I was just hanging around. And I just started to write, man, and started to try to be creative. I heard T-Bone, I heard Gospel Gangsters, all these people. And I'm like, let me see if I can be creative, if I can write something, that'll be good. And I slowly started to write stuff. And for a while, I quit. I was like, God, this isn't for me. It's not clicking. The songs are not sounding good. They're not hit records. And I quit, and I put the pen down. And God sent the person to inspire me to pick it back up again. I felt like it wasn't for me at all. And I promised myself I would never do it. But a guy came, and he told me to spit him a verse. And I spit him one, and he was like, oh, man, that's dope. That's tight, man. Spit that again, and I spit it again. And he was really, really enjoying it. And he's like, dude, don't ever quit, bro. This is for you. Keep doing it. And God sent that person in my life when I needed it at the time because yeah. I was done, man. And from there, I kind of just went 100% full speed, and I kind of wrote every day and write about different subjects. And like I said, I wrote about all of the stuff that I dealt with in my childhood and just everything.
All right, man. So that y'all hearing how he got started, you got to share with me your first time getting on stage doing your music, man. I want to know what that was like, man. Like, what was you thinking before going on stage? Because I'm just going to say this. I got a brother, man. I've been rapping for the Lord since 12. I remember my brother, man, we was at a middle school retreat, and this was the first time me and him was going to rap together, and he flaked out on me. He was so nervous, he didn't go up, and I was like, come on, man. So, I held it down, and, at the end, he was like, man, I should have went on with you. Now, he's like super bold, you know what I'm saying? So, talk to me about that whole first experience, and now what you like when you rap.
Man, my first solo experience was it was at a church out in Hayward. They're actually some good friends of mine now, but back then they invited my group that I was with and I was traveling with to an event, and we had an event that morning, so I guess the guys were tired and so they couldn't make it. And I'm at this event, and the people are telling me like, dude, we can have them on the video. We need somebody to go up there and do it. And I had been working on my album. And stuff for a while, but I didn't feel confident to go up there and do any of that, perform any of that. And there was 200 plus people in the building, and it's just like, dude, let us, are they coming? Are they not coming? Are you gonna do it? And I'm just like, I started texting my partner Rain, you know, Ashley Rain, and she lives in Oakland, and we had been working on some music and stuff. And she was on my album, and I'm like, I start telling her how nervous I feel. I'm just like, dude, I can't do this. This isn't me. I'm not a solo guy to go up here by myself. Can you come? You know, we can perform the song that I got with you. And she's like, I can't make it. I got something to do. But you're gonna do good. You're gonna do really, really good. Just, you know, just keep praying, and you'll be all right. I'm just like, okay, I hear you. But I'm terrified right now. I'm shaking, starting to sweat a little bit. And eventually she ended up, okay, I'm coming. I'm dropping what I got to do, and I'm coming through. And so she slid through, and she got on stage with me, man. And it was an amazing experience. I've never felt that before. I didn't have a confidence. But when I went up there, it was like God just gave a calmness to me, man. And he gave a confidence to me. And it was delivered. It was a crazy, crazy feeling. And from there, that kind of started my whole solo career.
Wow. Okay. So you see how, you know, it's funny, man, how stuff like that happens, man. See, if he didn't share this, if we didn't ask this, we would never know how Young Fire was a solo artist. Man, talk to me about the group that you was with, man. You did name. Can you share their names, or is that something that we're not going to share at this time?
I don't mind sharing that. It's a group out in the Bay Area named Turf Ministries. They've been doing their thing for a while now. And a shout out to them, man. They really helped me at the time. So I was 15 years old when I started rolling with them. And we went to many cities out here in the Bay Area. And they kind of showed me an example of how to get down and how to minister and how to do this music, man. So shout out to them, man. it just came a time, you know, where the eagle had to leave the nest, and we had a meeting about it. Everybody understood, you know, why and everything, and it was cool.
All right, Turf Ministries, they need to send me some of their music, man. I've heard some of Turf Ministries stuff through the homie Q Heem, and I've seen them do a lot of collabs, so that's what's up. We're going to go to your next song right here, man, called Keep It Moving. Talk to me about this young OG.
Man, Keep It Moving, man. I kind of wanted to identify not so much with the perfect Christian, but with that Christian person or with that regular person who struggles with the wanting to do right, but it's hard, it's a struggle, and wrong is always knocking at the door, wrong is always trying to get you to roll with him. And so I kind of wanted to identify with that on this song, Keep It Moving, man. No matter the struggle, no matter the temptation, people counting on you to do the right thing, and gotta keep it moving.
All right, you gotta keep it moving. Let's check it out on Yacht of the King Radio, man. Tell somebody about it, retweet what we just tweeted out. Let's get it in here on Yacht of the King Radio. Y'all know what it is. Life.
Come on. Uh-huh. Hey, man. Temptation is a beast, and it make this life hard. It's always temptation to get you to give in, but never give in. Just keep it moving.
Too many counting on me.
I gotta keep it moving.
I'm like a young OG.
I gotta keep it moving.
To say it's easy is a lie.
I gotta keep it moving.
So I keep my face to the sky.
I gotta keep it moving.
Too many counting on me.
I gotta keep it moving.
I'm like a young OG.
I gotta keep it moving.
To say it's easy is a lie.
I gotta keep it moving.
So I keep my face to the sky.
I gotta keep it moving. Yo, I gotta keep it moving. I can never take a day off, cause I'm on my way
up.
Yeah, you can call it take off, any leash or any weight. Sorry, homie, gotta break off, cause I'm wiping my shoulders down. Yeah, I gotta brush the head off, cause I hear the homies calling, telling me switch it up, cause my cash flow low. They know what way to get it up. They talking illegally, but I'm trying to keep it legal. So I keep it pushing like a Rico. They say they got a way to make my money stack up, but I gotta strap up, then hit the trap up. Back up, you see me in your trap. Don't think I'm selling crack, I'm with your neighborhood church, and we passing out tracks. Keep it moving on the negative, focus on the positive. Time running out, so my all is what I gotta give. I'm like a young OG, the church where I be. Look around, ain't none like
counting on me.
I gotta keep it moving.
I'm like a young OG,
I gotta keep it moving.
To say it's easy is a lie,
I gotta keep it moving.
So I keep my face to the sky,
I gotta keep it moving.
Too many counting on me.
I gotta keep it moving.
I'm like a young OG.
I gotta keep it moving.
To say it's easy is a lie.
I gotta keep it moving.
So I keep my face to the sky.
I gotta keep it moving. I say temptation is a beast, but I can never let it take me out. Looking like anxious, but they the devil trying to fake me out. You gotta be careful, cause there's some devils in the church too. Say they got your back, but they really trying to murk you. Say they want my autograph, but they want my number two. Devil trying to eat me up, eat me like a number two. That's when I grab my Bible and start writing with my number two. I'm a victor first place, he's forever number two. Keep that in my mind when I hear the devil calling. He say I got talent and that I can be ballin'. Said I can have it all, but I gotta shake the God thing. I told him that I'm sold out, would never shake the God thing. I can never leave him for all the money in the earth. Cause really what it's worth when you die to the curse. Too many counting on me for the gospel, like an apostle.
Too many counting on me.
I gotta keep it moving.
I'm like a young OG.
I gotta keep it moving.
To say it's easy is a lie.
I gotta keep it moving.
So I keep my face to the sky.
I gotta keep it moving.
Too many counting on me.
I gotta keep it moving.
I'm like a young OG.
I gotta keep it moving.
To say it's easy is a lie.
I gotta keep it moving.
So I keep my face to the sky.
I gotta keep it moving. I got my brothers and my sisters looking to me for some guidance. So I'm searching the Bible for the answers that I provided. Keep my face to the sky, wait for reply. If I said it was easy, then that'd be a lie. But it's my life and I choose it, I will never lose it. Always full throttle, I can never time cruise it. My Bible is my weapon. Yeah, I mean it silly, and I gotta stay strapped, cause the devil out to kill me. Man, I'm feeling like like a goner, but God is the owner. But I'm feeling trapped, temptation at every corner. But I won't give in and ride with the evil. He say if I be patient, I can fly with the eagle. So man, I'm trying to fly, let go of my wings. Lord, give me the strength to let go of these things. The things that weigh me down, Lord, make me feel light. You make me feel light, so I don't miss my flight.
Too many counting on me,
gotta keep it moving.
I'm like a young OG,
gotta keep it moving.
To say it's easy is a lie,
gotta keep it moving.
So I keep my face to the sky,
gotta keep it moving.
Too many counting on me,
gotta keep it moving.
I'm like a young OG,
gotta keep it moving.
To say it's easy is a lie,
gotta keep it moving.
So I keep my face to the sky,
gotta keep it moving.
Stutter. I used to have nightmares in the black covers. 82 was the year, disconnect the mother. I got four sisters, and I'm the only brother. The middle child, I'm in that basement. Or the back porch, can you see what I was faced with? Dear uncle, I really love you, and I forgive you for calling me a faggot. My auntie, she hated me. She did everything to harass me. I had the pain of a kid so drastic. What happened? I forgave you for calling me a bastard. I got an attitude, so I zoned out. And it was summer camp, I'm looking forward to my childhood bittersweet. I'm feeling blue in grammar school. Man, I was teased by my teachers too. Listen to the matters of the heart. Listen to the matters of the heart. Listen to the matters of the heart. This is me and him, that beautiful God. Listen to the matters of the heart. Listen to the matters of the heart. Listen to the matters of the heart. This is me and him, that beautiful God. Now I remember what that pain used to feel like. Fighting in my bedroom, trying to get my mind right. I'm far gone, like remember what was last night. 94 was the year, group on fire bright. I lost two friends, it was eight of us. Now it's only six, and I don't give a what. I'm trying to raise ours, I need dividends. I got a different heart, I need you again. I mean, dear Lord, I'm trying to feel love. I'm trying to kick it with my feet like forever, cuz now I'm 16 and then I'm 18. January 31st, 97 bat swings. Man, I've been arrested, blood was everywhere. Now he was 19, but I didn't care. And I was hitting everyone who ever touched hair. And he was trying to hurt me, so I got him back. I'm in that backseat crying, what was all of that? I'm headed to the jailhouse, man, can you imagine that? Listen to the matters of the heart. Listen to the matters of the heart. Listen to the matters of the heart. This is me and him, that beautiful God. Listen to the matters of the heart. Listen to the matters of the heart. Listen to the matters of the heart. This is me and him, that beautiful God. And it was late 97 when I met God. And it started with a female, good job. She was light skinned, her name Adrian. I tried to sleep with her, but she was taken. I mean, right with the Lord, she was chasing, praying for the rights of my soul to embrace it. Now September, it feels real familiar. So empowered by the force, put that word in ya. It's a notebook, I think 98. I put a pen to the pad like I'm on a date. I wrote poetry, and then quiet music. He introduced me to that beat, and now I'm rapping to it. And it was therapeutic, I'm getting defluid. Now I bow to the force, man, I've been renewing. And it's a phone call in 2009. And I forgave my fam for the past times. And now Christmas, before the new year, I see my mommy face, and now I'm seeing clear. Listen to the matters of the heart. Listen to the matters of the heart. Listen to the matters of the heart. This is me and him, that beautiful God. Listen to the matters of the heart. Listen to the matters of the heart. Listen to the matters of the heart. This is me and him, that beautiful God.
What's up?
Christian hip hop has emerged.
Define what is hip hop.
Yo,
real hip hop.
Hey.
The real hip hop.
Ladies and gentlemen.
SNSSouth.com, the online source for all hip hop.
This is the
League CD reviews, the latest news, and your very own community profile. Who are you? SNSSouth.com, where you can shop the hip hop music store with free music downloads. Listen to Christian Hip Hop Radio. Watch videos on the TV network and more and more and more. At the South.com.
TheSouth.com. You know who it is?
TheSouth.com. The life in hip hop.
California love.
West Coast rapping.
West Coast fire is now online.
Videos 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. You feel me?
Video chat rooms, online community, and most of all,
yo, turn it up.
Jesus. Yeah. Log on to WestCoastFire.com now.
Streaming online at
WestCoastFire.com. The dopest music resource on the West Coast.
West Coast Fire.com.
You want the show on the go?
Get the Yada Da King radio app.
The quickest way to have the latest episodes wherever you are.
Available at the App Store and Android Marketplace.
Search Yada Da King Radio and download the app.
Features include quick call-in, easy streaming, and downloading.
And one-touch Facebook and Twitter connection.
Only $1.99. That's right, only $1.99.
Support and get yours, fam.
Don't hesitate and don't wait.
This is the Matters of the Heart. That song right there, man. Dope joint. Matters of the Heart, man. He shares a lot of stuff that he dealt with, man, growing up, man. And that's the homie Christopher here on Yada Da King Radio. You know, that's a dope song, man. I think what Christians can share, you know, the different things that go on in their life, and not only just share them, but explain, hey man, this is something that I had to learn, I had to get trained on. It's always good, man. And Young Fire is gonna do that in a second. That was actually Christopher Lee Mark, that's the name of the artist. Talk to me real quick. You got this new hot joint that, you know, when I got the email, I was like, man, Young Fire just got like over 100,000 views. I was like, man, dope. I'm about to interview this cat. So now, you know what I'm saying? He just said he's gonna go on from Just Fire. That's what's up. I like that. We talked about that. See, that's what you miss if you ain't live with us. You know what I'm saying? But you got this new song called I'll Teach You How to Brushy. Now, talk to us about this song right here, man. And let me know what's up.
Teach you how to brush.
Hey.
Man. Wow, man, a couple months ago, a dentist association hired a production company, I guess, to produce them a dope commercial. And I got a partner who's affiliated with a worker that works with the production company, and he hit me like, dude, they need a guy to pull this off, to kind of sound like the guy, and to pull this song off. They wrote the lyrics, everything. It's just, they need a guy. And I'm like, okay, let me see what it's about. And he shot me the lyrics and the song and the concept and everything. I'm like, wow. But I had no idea how big it would be or none of that. So I'm thinking it's going to be some small thing. Let me get a couple hundred dollars, spit this verse a little bit. It's easy.
I did it, man.
You didn't
only get a couple hundred dollars, though.
What'd you say?
I said you just got a couple. Did you sign any contracts?
Man, nah, I didn't sign any contracts, man.
All right, but that's cool, man. Keep telling me about what happened, because this is still a learning experience for some of the other cats that are out there that's like, hey, I want my song on a commercial. Talk to me, man.
Yeah, for real. So, I recorded it, sent it back. You guys were really, really happy with it. They were really, really happy with the work. And so they told me, okay, we're gonna shoot the commercial. We'll get back to you and let you know when it's done. I had no idea what these guys are doing, and I've been emailing, what's going on with the song? Is it, what's going on with it? And then I wake up one morning and I have an email, and they're like, hey, we launched the song, we launched the commercial. And I go look, and the song is like, it got like, when I first looked, I think it had about 500 views, and they had just launched it that morning. I was like, okay, this is tight. And they had a former Portland Trailblazer, your boy Jerome Kersey was in the video, and the first Portland Trailblazer announcer in history was in the video, and everything. And I'm just like, wow, this is crazy. And so 500. And then I tune back in maybe a couple hours later, and it shot up to like 10,000, 20,000. And I'm like, hold on. Then I look an hour later, and it's like 30,000, 50,000. And I'm just like, this is amazing, man. And also people that hit me and were like, dude, I just saw the show. I mean, I just heard your song in the video on the Today Show. And then somebody else, I just heard it on Good Morning America.
Wow.
And then somebody else, I just heard it on the news station. And I heard it here, I heard it there. And I'm just like, my mind is just totally blown. It was a random door that God opened, man. And it's been a blessing for sure.
Dope, man. So he's out there sharing his gift, man. What are some things that you want to share with somebody out there on this whole experience? What are some things that you learned from it, so some other artists that are in this area will be able to do this? Because I think this is a way that a lot of Christian artists, I don't feel like it's selling out what they're doing. I mean, there's nothing wrong with a song about brushing your teeth, which is what the song is all about. You know what I'm saying? Like, if you make a song about brushing your teeth, I don't think you're going to hell for that. You know what I'm saying? So talk to me about, you know what I'm saying, adding your music into commercials and stuff like that, and some stuff you learned and some stuff that you will do on the next go around.
Well, I would say definitely seek counsel, ask some people, you know. I was just kind of excited, and I really, like I said, I had no idea how huge it would be, but I would definitely say seek counsel, talk to your pastor, and talk to some people who are knowledgeable about the business, and ask them for direction, you know, and ask them for where you should go, because if I would have did that, it would have been a better capitalization of what I did for the brushy track. I would definitely say, you know, ask for help.
Dope, man. So you guys heard it here on Yada the King. Go look it up, the joint Brushy. You know what I'm saying? I'll teach you how to brush it. You'll see it, man. Hey, Young Fire was in there. You was in the video with the old announcer cat. You know, no, just playing. He wasn't in the video this time, man. But hey, we might see him in the next one, man. But we're going to get on the topic of the day, all about modern day gods. Talk to me, man. Do you feel like today there is still a lot of gods that people bow down to and worship, or how do you feel people create gods in their life today, man?
Well, I mean, I'm kind of a hip hop head, so I kind of pay attention to what goes on even in the secular game, and I see a lot of guys kind of put themselves on that pedestal, and some guys call themselves God, and says, you know, I have a name like God forgives, I don't, and these are the guys that sell a million records, and the guys that people are looking up to for guidance in their life and how to handle their situation and how to they incorporate the things that these guys spit about into their lives, and so in that aspect they kind of look up to them as gods. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So you feel like media has created gods that people now, you know what I'm saying, they worship, basically, like, you know what I'm saying, like, if Jay-Z was in the room versus if, you know what I'm saying, Jesus was in the room, some cats might run with Jay-Z. Is that how you feel it is right now?
Definitely, yeah. That's how it is, man, especially the kids, because a lot of them grow up without a father, without a two-parent home, So the TV and the media is used as a babysitter and as a parent. It's used as another parent. So the things that you're learning them from Jay-Z. So if you see Jay-Z in person, then you know what I mean? It's like you see God. Like, wow, that's him. That's the guy who I look up to. That's who I am. You know what I mean?
Yeah. So what do you feel needs to be done to deflate these modern day gods? You know, and especially for society, for these young guys coming up, how do you feel that we can retrain them so that they can understand who the real God is?
Yeah, I think hip hop is a really big way, man. And I think in Christian hip hop is dope. I got to work in I worked in my city this past year. I was an after school program guy, and I got to, my city's a really rough city, man. It's known for murder, it's known for crack, it's known for all that kind of stuff. And so I got to work with the kids, and these are the worst of the worst kids, man. And I was able, I taught a hip hop class, and my class, I didn't allow you to curse, I didn't allow you to do this, to talk about all these negative things. But we still use rap. What we rapped about was Martin Luther King. When it was Martin Luther King's birthday, we wrote a rap about Martin Luther King. We wrote about how we feel about losing our loved ones to murder. And so I think hip-hop is a big tool, man, and it can be used many different ways. So the same way that these guys, Jay-Z and Rick Ross, are using hip-hop to, for you to look at them as gods, we can use hip-hop to get you to look at the true living God.
Right. What about idols, man? Do you feel that we still erect idols in our cities, man? Have you seen any idols in your cities, man, that that people will worship?
Not really. I don't remember seeing any idols in here. I remember you mentioned something about one being out there in Seattle.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah, we got a. Can't remember the name of the god. It's the jackal god, man, from Egypt, man. It's actually the death. It's the god of death. And they just, man, they just put him up in downtown Seattle. You know, you also got Buddhas. I'm pretty sure you guys got Buddhas out there, man. Man, like, they got all these. They still, those are still idols. You know, and most of the time you don't see people going up to those idols and worshiping them. But for them putting those idols up, what it does now, and I will say this, the Buddhists, and they actually do bow down to these idols, and they would actually tell you that the idol is nothing, but they have a little hole in the back. They got a little hole in the back of their statues, and what they believe is the spirits go in and out of that hole. You know, they know that thing is nothing, but the spirits that go in and out of them, that's what they're after. So there is modern day gods, man. I'm gonna talk about that a little bit later on the show, on how we can even correct and train people up to know who the true God is, because it's just like Young Fire was talking about, we in the day of Moses again, where we need people to lead them to the promised land, man, and turn their hearts back to God. Man, you got a song, man, that you know, I had a song that we was going to play. You was like, yo, you got to play this. Don Christian, you got to play this for the show. And that's the song called Gunpoint, man. Can you share with us what this whole song is about, bro?
Man, basically, this song was written about an experience that happened to me about 2 years ago. It was pretty much the most terrifying experience I've ever came in contact with. And I just got home from Hoboken like I normally do. It was a late night, and some guys kicked in my door. I was playing NBA 2K, and some guys kicked in my door, and I paused the game, and these guys came in my room, and they pointed a gun at me and said, dude, they said, put your hands up. If you say anything, I'm going to kill you. Wow. And at that point, I just sit there and let the guys know, like, you got the wrong dude. They're like, where the money at? Where the money at? I'm like, bro, I don't get down like that. You got the wrong person.
Yeah.
All I do is go to church. I go hoop, and I rap. That's about it. That's all I do. I don't got the money you're looking for. So that is going on, man. I hear guys all throughout the house taking TVs, taking laptops, taking jewelry, just taking everything, man. And the guy said, hey, man, put this towel in your head. So he forces me to put a towel on my head. And at that point, I kind of just closed my eyes. And I just saw Christ, man, and I just prayed. That's all I did. And I prayed. I'm like, God, protect me. If it's my time to go, take me with you. And I don't feel like it's my time to go. I don't feel like it's over. I feel like you have a lot more for me to do. So protect me. At that time, I didn't know whether I was going to get shot. I thought about it. Like, if I do get shot, I hope it's like a place that would paralyze me or that would kill me. I thought about actually grabbing the gun, that thought went through my head, and I'm like, that's stupid, like, that would be the dumbest thing I could do, and then I thought about tackling the dude. He was a little skinny dude, I'm feeling I could have took him, you know, but he had a gun pointed at me, so I was kind of stuck in a predicament to where all, in that position, all I could do was talk to God, and that's all I did, man, and they ended up putting a gun in my head and told me that if I moved, that they would blow my brains out. And I'm just like, wow, for real? And so I just told these guys, I don't know what you're talking about. As I continue to pray in my head, and then they end up saying, man, we believe him, man. He don't know anything, so let's get up out of here. And so basically the song Gunpoint I wrote the song from my standpoint. So everything that I'm saying right now is in song form. You're actually sitting there with a towel in your head as you listen to this song.
Wow, man. Who you got featured on this joint, man?
On this song, I got my boy Jesus Geek, man. I got him to sing on it for me. He did a good job.
All right, man. So let's check it out. Gunpoint from the homie Young Fire, man. Look what God turned around for good, man. Let's check it
put
out.
Put your hands in the air. Daddy, think I'm going to kill you.
I guess this is it. I guess this is the point where I'm supposed to see my light flash before my eyes. Wow, didn't think it would end like this. I guess this is it.
True story. Ever been to the point thought you would've died, but your whole life flashed right before your eyes? I found myself praying up to the sky, not asking why, but Lord take me if I die. Please forgive me for anything lately that would stop you from wanting to take me. Sins known, sins unknown. I know I'm not perfect, but Lord, take me home. I thought about my fam, thought about my woman, thought about my boys, I thought about running, thought about grabbing a gun, but that would have been the dumbest thing I ever could have done. Thought about my moms, thought about pops, thought about what really happens when the world stops. Is it over in the flash, or will I feel the pain? Is it heaven at last, or will I see the flames? Will I die fast, or will I live again? Will I hear a blast, or will I hear a dang? Lost my train of thought, it's kinda funny, cause they still keep hacking.
Hey, what a money!
Playing with us right now, man. I know you know where the money at, man.
Man, you gotta believe me, bro. Man. I don't know nothing about nothing, bro.
Man, I ain't got all night, man. We gonna kill you, man, if we gonna come up with this money we came here for, man.
Please, don't kill me, man. I don't know nothing about none of this,
man. You wanna die tonight? You really wanna die tonight?
Nah, man, I don't wanna die.
You wanna play with your life like that? Put your life on
the line, man. I don't wanna die tonight.
I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. They grabbed a couple TVs, walking out. This whole time I'm praying for his grace. Then I hear them say, I thought bummer, now I can't see anything. So I close my eyes, all I see is the king. I only saw one face, but I heard many more. Lord, be my eyes, I can't see anymore. It was in that moment that I felt helpless. I'ma die, and I can't help it. Man, wish it was something I can do. He got a slight frame, I probably can take dude. But he got this gun pointed at me. A real deal bang, and I ain't talking like acne. Make one false move, I get popped like acne. No acting, I died by clapping. So I'm just stuck with a bad death, wondering which is gonna be my last breath. Will he hit me in a place I can take, or will I be paralyzed from below the waist? This whole time that I'm sitting, wonder if the neighbors at the door get kicked in. And if they did they call the police? And will they make it here before the chamber release? He put the gun to my head, soldier. I can't help but to think it's over. But I still keep praying to Jehovah. If there's anyone that can save me, you the one I know of. Save me from disaster like you did Noah. My work's not done and I'm not ready to go up. I don't know anything, but I don't know if they believe me. But I know you did bring me this far just to leave me. If they take my life, please, Lord, would you receive me? Wanting me to cry to the woman who conceived me. But I stay strong like something you see on TV. Towel on my head, I can't see them, they can see me. I keep calling on the one they call great. The one they call great, the one they call great. I lost sight, but I never lost faith.
Hey, man, he a gangster, we ain't even gonna kill him. Alright, let's just get up out of here.
I meant every word I said when I gave my life to you. But them games still get played, and I'm left with no excuse, Jesus. I have no question that you love me, and I wish I could say the same. Regretfully yours. I can't tell you that I love you. I can't tell you that I love you. Cause you can see through my matrix, and you can read my body language. And I know that it's impossible to justify myself, but I'm so addicted, all this evil justify myself. I don't mean to be ungrateful, but you know I gotta play cool. If I'm not eating up your word, then who am I to be a servant? And I won't admit it, pride won't let me own the lies I bought. But the truth is, all this time I've never known you like I thought. So can we go back to the start? When you came into my heart, I would be remiss if I continue to go another day not knowing you. I'm running after you, and this time I'm not looking for your attributes. Hey, I'm running after you, and I'm not just looking for attributes. I'm running after you, and I'm not just looking for attributes. I'm running after you. Now everybody has a story, but they don't always get to tell it. Precious moments feel like heaven, but it's like you never felt it. So what do we make of this temporary state of bliss? If I can't have it all the time, then why even exist? So what if I could introduce you to a man that knows your mayhem? It's not the attributes that make him, no, he's the one who made them. That love, that joy, that peace that you could never give yourself, it's yours to have, but in return you have to give yourself. So let me take you to the star. Say, Jesus, will you come into my heart? Say, I would be remiss if I continue to go another day not knowing you. I'm running after you, and this time I'm not looking for your attributes. I'm running after you, and I'm not just looking for attributes. Hey, I'm running after you, and I'm not just looking for attributes. Oh, I'm running after you.
Hey, don't tell me that you love me. You're playing games with the wrong one. You cut me out for your stardom. Name dropping, but we haven't met. Romance, but your slow dance partner is Baphomet. And you was born, but you can't live till you meet me. Look, I'm the higher power. You just want the form, so you deny the power. You want it for yourself. You can't just see the truth. Look, you're running from yourself. And you just want a house, and I just want your home. You think you're there now, so I make the planet grown. Just to see me, but you just trying to shine. I see you acting cool, you just want the attributes. Poor feather, look, I have got it all. But the only way to see it, Babel gotta fall like Genesis 11. Until then, your nemesis is heaven. And so I'm waiting on your call.
Can we go back to the start? When you came into my heart, I would be remiss if I continue to go another day not knowing you. I'm running after you, and this time I'm not looking for your attributes no more. No, I want all of you. I don't just want your attributes no more. I'm running after you. I'm not just looking for attributes no more. So I'm running after you.
Right there, man. Christian Gray. You know what I'm saying? Dude goes hard, man. And I heard he got a new album about to come out. You know what I'm saying? So check him out. I just seen his music video. I think the song is called Perfect, featuring Cambino in that joint, man. And they doing their thing, man. But definitely a nice joint right there. If you was not watching, Young Fire just told us, man, he had a banging release party, all live music. He had violin, saxophones, you know what I'm saying, the bass player, the drum player, you know what I'm saying, the beatboxer, you know what I'm saying, like, and he's going to come out with a video on it soon. We're going to find out when it is. We don't know when it is, but it's coming soon from the homie Young Fire, yes, man. Sir. But Young, talk to me, man. Right now, I can call you Young. Talk to me about, well, you know what I'm saying, this album. If people want to go pick it up once again, where can they go get it and all that good stuff?
The album right now is available via, you can go to iTunes. It's available on iTunes. Also available at Amazon.com. You can find all of those links at my on my website, youngfire.com. And, yeah, that's for the album, man.
All right, and I heard that you got Shaq back in this project, man. Can you bring Shaq on the phone to let him, you know, to share what he thought about this whole album, man? Can you do that for us real quick?
Let me go get him real quick.
Okay.
Hello, is this Don Chris Young?
Yes, sir.
This is the big Aristotle. the big Shaq, this.
Yes, sir. This big Shaq, man. Why you support Young Fire's music, man?
I just want to say that I support Young Fire because he's nothing like Kobe Bryant. And he passes the ball. He passes the ball to me when we play pickup games.
Yes.
And I'm the big fireworks.
All right, so y'all see him, man. Hey, that was on the spot. That's what's up. Young Fire does a lot of impersonations.
I do. E-40's my best impersonation, man.
Okay, so why does E-40, why should these people pick it up? E-40, let me know, man.
Hey, yo, check this out one time, Weepalization. I just want you to feel me on this real quick, right? I'm from Vallejo. That's where the homie Lil Fire from. He's from the Bay Area also, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And go pick up the album Fireworks. It's available via iTunes and Amazon.com. I'm going to just tell you like this. All the youngsters in the Bay getting hyped too as we speak, man. So go get it. This 40 while I'm signing off.
There we go, man. Yada the King Radio, we chopping it up, man. What you got coming up next that you want to share with the people, man?
I got the music video. That's the next big thing coming out, man. The music video for Gunpoint is going to be crazy. We shot it. Also, I'm going to be releasing some behind-the-scenes things on my Fireworks Friday. I think we're going to get that started back up so you'll be able to see how we created Gunpoint and the process that we went through with actually shooting the video and recording the track and writing it and all of that. And I'll be in L.A. this weekend, man, so me and Wifey can catch the train early in the morning. Got an event out in L.A. and just going to light up the city for the kids, man.
All right, man. Any last words, shout-outs that you want to give? Man, as we wrap this interview up,
I got a shout out, man. My brother in law, Ben, man, for riding with us throughout this whole interview. Also, my producer, man. Snaptrack, shout out, riding with us. Auntie, shout out. Got a shout out to my mom, the cops, man. You know, love all y'all. Shout out to, I'm just really thankful for all my supporters, my church family. My blood family, just everybody who's got behind the dream that God has given me and just got behind me and pushed with me, man. And I really appreciate that from the bottom of my heart.
That's what it is, man. So definitely, y'all go check out Young Fire. Pick up his project, Fireworks. Man, and we had a pleasure having you on, bro, man. And we pray that God continues to bless you, your ministry, your family, as you continue to go forth in the kingdom, all right?
Man, last but not least, man, I got to shout out my beautiful wife, man. Without her having my back, man, I wouldn't be able to push the way I do. I love my baby. She wasn't able to really tune in, but it's people out here that know it. So I love you, baby. Thank you, Don Cristiano, man, for having me on. I really appreciate the opportunity, man.
Hey, man. Hey, we keeping it pushing for the kingdom, you dig? So keep it up, bro. We going to hear from you soon, man.
For sure. All
right, life. Yo, we had an awesome time getting it in with the homie Young Fire. Let's go into this joint by Cass. The song is called I Live on Yacht of the King Radio. Let's check this out, y'all.
It don't live me. They say I won't win, but it will be.
And you will never break me down. You will never break me down. You will never break me down. You will never break me down.
I live. I live.
right. Change is coming through the king right there. That is the people's, man. My guy, Lil Prophet, man. We just interviewed him. His interview is up right now on yadathaking.com. Go check his interview out. Also, man, we getting it in. That song was Revolution featuring Kaz's brother. And the song before that was Kaz, I Live, man. They doing their thing for the king out there in Florida, man. And, man, we just big on anybody out there repping the Lord, man. And today, man, this topic, modern day gods. I feel like there is a lot of people that are beginning to serve what we call modern day gods. And, you know, modern day gods can be, it can be a lot of different things. I think a lot of people, man, God is their money. It's not a secret. The thing that people put, that they'll do anything for, that's what I would call their God. If they do anything for money, that's their God. If they do anything for, you know what I'm saying, any kind of thing. It could be, let's see, what other stuff? I mean, even music. Sometimes music can be a God to people. But I think that right now we live in a day where even though we think that a lot of statue gods or idol gods are not present, man, they are present. You know what I'm saying? They might not be always in the middle of, you know, the cities and everything like that. But today there are so many different gods. I heard that India has like a million different gods that they believe in. Like we can't even count to a million on a good day, but they have a million gods that they believe in India. You know what I'm saying? So my question to us believers is, how do we display that our God is the one true God? That's a question that we have to ask even ourselves. How can we show the world that God is the one true God? And shout out to the homie Eshawn Burgundy. I got his new album. And he was talking about in the album how with all these different guys, people try to make it seem like, you know, our guys are the same or we all going to heaven. So we're on the same path, but we're not. It's clear that we are not on the same path, man. I would say this. What we have to do is we have to live for our God. We have to dedicate ourselves to our God. We see in Daniel, man, and I love the story of Daniel where. When they were like, the only God that you can pray to is the king. You know what I'm saying? And what did the homie Daniel do? He still went to go pray to his God. He went, opened the windows and prayed to his God so they could see that, hey, man, I'm not going to bow down to that God because that God is not a true God. We even see with King Nebuchadnezzar and the big old statue that he created that he told everybody to bow down. Now, I'm going to say this. When people are bowing down to these gods, what that really is showing that they have submitted their lives to that God. You know what I'm saying? So what do we submit to? That's a question that we got to ask ourselves. With this modern day age, are we submitting to the gods of this age? The gods of I am a God. You know what I'm saying? Or even atheists, they believe really, man, if you really talk to an atheist, they believe that they are gods. They won't say that I am a God, but they believe that. Why? Because they don't believe in anything but what they want to believe in. That makes them God. You know what I'm saying? So what are we going to do with these modern day gods, man? We got to stand for our God and we got to let them know about the life we live. And something that Eshawn said, man, do you really believe what you believe? If you do believe it, then you're good. But most cats really don't believe. There's a shadow of a doubt, man. And so my question is, do we believe in who our God is? In today, with all the different things that are going on, are we going to stand for our God amongst all these other little g gods, these gods that people create statues for? Because, I mean, we're almost back again in the days of the Israelites, man, where you see all these different things happening. But what are we going to do? Are we going to display our devotion to our God, or are we going to become lost in the clutter of all these other guys, man? That's just my spiel for today. I wanted to talk about that, man. And let's talk about it, man. Hit me up, 425-243-4285. I ain't no stranger. I'd love to chop it up with you. Or hit me at Yada the King on Twitter, and that's YADAHDAKING. And you know what it is, Yada the King Radio, home of banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. And that's what we do, baby. praise. We were made to praise, man. And we praise the one true living God, man. This is the boy, Don Christian, man. We about to get out of here, y'all. Keep it Christ, and we gonna keep it life.
I always gotta keep my praise unique, cause ain't nobody else got a praise like me. So I yada da, Shabakta, I yada da, I yada da. There's power in my praise, so I stay on my feet. The devil retreats when you praise like me. So we yada da, Shabakta, we yada da, we yada da.
I always gotta keep my praise unique.
Yada da King Radio.
I'm Miss Cole.
And I'm Don Christian.
On Yada Da King Radio.
Yada Da King Radio is now
in Cleveland, Ohio. And you can catch us on
WOGS 103.9 FM.
Mondays and Wednesdays at 2 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Get it in with us
as we interview the best
in the gospel urban community.
If you miss the show,
visit yadadaking.com
for the latest episode on Yada Da King Radio.
I always gotta keep my praise.
Yada Da King Radio. Yada Da King Radio just made it happen, and you can catch us now on the new GospelNW.com, your internet gospel music station, every Friday at 9 p.m. You don't want to miss us as we get it in with some of the best in gospel urban music.
What is Yada Da King?
Yada Da King Radio is banging music, uplifting Christ, and abundant life. Yes, Yada Da King Radio now on GospelNW.com.